Oh. Today, I really want to talk about the love letters I wrote for my mom.
这个电影，因为最近这个电影刷的这个短视频刷的太多了。This
movie is so popular because it has been heavily promoted through short videos recently.
其实在没去看之前,
Actually, before seeing it,
我就刷了好多这样的短视频。
I've watched a lot of such short videos.
当时一些剧透的视频我就划过了。
I skipped some spoiler videos at that time.
但是他们说这个电影特别的克制啊什么的。
But they said this movie is very restrained.
然后我想是不是中国出了一个 像侯孝贤或者是施玉和那样的一个导演，讲家庭的事儿的那种导演。
Then I thought, is there a director in China like Hu Yaxin or Xi Shiyu who tells stories about family?
也会能拍出那种所谓电影里面的那种平静之火的那种感觉。
It will also be able to create that so-called movie-like feeling of a calm fire.
所以说就抱着这种心态就去看了。
So, just go with that mindset.
看完之后我觉得怎么说呢?
After watching it, I feel like
就是感觉它的情节点其实挺明显的。
I mean, his emotional cues are pretty obvious.
你比如说那个木生那个孙子
For example, that of the woodmaking family.
这个就是欠账好几百万那个人去泰国找这个木生的时候
This is the case where someone who owes millions goes to see Mr. Mu in Thailand.
然后发现有个排位
Then I found a ranking.
我觉得这是一个很明确的点
I think this is a very clear point.
就是他死了
That's it.
还有一个就是南芝
Another one is Nanjai.
就是先开始南芝对木生可能有不是特别喜欢。
First, Southside doesn't seem to have a particularly good impression of that person who is related to Mu Sheng.
后来是因为这个就是着火。
Later, it was because of this that it caught fire.
火。
这个点也很明确。 This point is also clear.
所以说我觉得在情节上,
So, I think that in terms of the plot,
其实他的点是折现的那种感觉,
Actually, his point is that the discount is a feeling.
就是某些情节点是很明显的,
In fact, some plot points are very obvious.
跟我期待那种很隐忍,
I'm looking forward to something that is very patient and restrained.
或者是很特别特别收着的那种感觉，还不一样。
Or it's a very special and unique feeling, which is different.
可能那种可能更相对文艺片一些，中国电影来说。
In terms of the potential for more artistic films compared to Chinese films,
这种克制的情节可能太少了。This
kind of plot is too rare.
大家觉得太稀缺了。Everyone
thinks it's too rare.
又或者是大家现在看这个短视频，一惊一乍的滋哇乱叫这种东西太多了。Or
maybe it's the feeling of shock and surprise that people experience when they see these short videos.
所以就是显得这个片子会很克制。So,
the movie will appear to be very restrained.
但是我觉得有点水准的导演在处理就是情绪。
But I think that some directors who are at a certain level are not good at handling emotions.
尤其是遇到大的，就是电影里面的主角遇到大的这种变故的时候。
Especially when encountering a major event, such as the protagonist in the movie encountering a major event.
这种情绪，我觉得都会这么处理的。
I think I would handle these emotions this way. And
所以说，就是我感觉这个片子现在豆瓣评分9.1。
So basically, I'm saying that I think this movie has a 9.1 rating on Dubin.
我是觉得可能有点偏高。
I think it's a bit too high.
纯从电影的角度上来。
From a purely cinematic perspective.
好电影的角度来说。
From the perspective of a good movie.
我觉得他可能9.1分有点偏高。
I think he's a bit too optimistic, maybe 9-10.
我觉得他在8.5左右，我觉得会比较好一些。
I think he will be better around 8.30.
但是，如果从中国电影，目前中国电影市场的角度来看
However, from the perspective of the current Chinese film market and Chinese cinema,
他这个评分应该低了。
His score should be low.
我觉得应该到10。
I think it should be 10.
分，因为他做了两件事。
Because he did two things.
我觉得特别的好。
I think it's really good.
第一件事，成本。其实1000多万的成本，大家都说很低了。
The first thing is that the cost is actually only a few million, which everyone says is very low.
其实我觉得在中国目前来说，就是往下的市场。
Actually, I think that in China now, it's a downward market.
别说那院线一线二。
Don't talk about those first-class studios.
二线那种，往下的其实一千多万是可以拍出好电影的。
Second tier or lower, there are actually over a million that can be filmed.
如果你的剧本特别好。
If your script is particularly good,
而且不用一些流量的这些明星，大牌明星，只用一些素人的话。
And if you don't use some popular celebrities, you can use some ordinary people.
其实这个费用是可以的。
Actually, this fee is reasonable.
因为之前我忘记了。
Because I forgot it before.
就之前我看过一篇文章也好。
Based on the article I read earlier,
还是一个视频也好。
Whether it's a video or something else,
就是中国的一个新导演。
A new director from China.
然后可能在创投会上拿了投资。
Then they may have received investment at a startup conference.
然后拿了大概4-5千万吧。
Then I got about 40-50 million.
然后他说我要好好的去做我的第一部电影。
Then he said you should go and make your first movie.
这时候又有一个另外一个资深的导演。
At this time, there was another experienced director.
他说如果我是你的话。
He said if I were you.
我就拿这4-5千万。做两部电影。
I'll use this 40-50 million to make two films.
这样的话你就有两次去 做你的作品的机会。
That way, you would have two opportunities to work on your project.
两次让市场验证的机会。
Two opportunities to validate the market.
所以说这个我觉得这个观念特别的好。
So, I think this idea is really good.
就是尽量的用低成本去做这些电影。
The key is to make these films as cheaply as possible.
尽量把自己的电影写得不那么花钱。
Try to make your movies as inexpensive as possible.
这个是其实是对于导演来说是一种锻炼。
This is actually a kind of exercise for the director.
我觉得像蓝宏春这个导演。
I think directors like Lan Hongchun are like that.
他也不是说这一部给阿妈的情书。
He didn't say that this book was a gift for his mother.
也不是说他的第一部电影。
Not to say that his first movie
他前面已经拍了两部了。
He has already shot two films.
而且之
Ben,
之前也在拍纪录片。
I have also filmed documentaries before.
你说他拍录纪录片这种感觉他
You said that he filmed a documentary.
现在这种平和的这种感觉
He now feels this kind of peace and tranquility.
我觉得跟他拍纪录片和之前的那两部电影有很大的关系。
I think it has a lot to do with this collaboration with him on the documentary and the previous two films.
像《失之愈合》
Like a Lost and Found.
他也是拍纪录片出身的。
He is also a documentary filmmaker.
所以他就能抓住那种特别生活化
Therefore, he can capture that kind of everyday life.
特别就是现实中人们的那种情绪。
Specifically, the emotions that people experience in real life.
我觉得这个都是对于他的锻炼。
I think this is all for his training.
这个稍微有点跑题了。
This is a bit off topic.
然后呢
Then,
第二点呢
The second point is,
就是中国的电影类型。
This is a Chinese movie genre.
就是这个挺有意思。
That's right, that's interesting.
就是中国以前有很多这种好的市井的电影。
There used to be many good urban films in China.
或者是家庭的电影。
Or a family movie.
就家庭类型的电影。
Regarding family-type movies.
你比如说心急吃不了热豆腐啊。
For example, you said that Zinji can't eat hot tofu.
还有那个哎呀。
Oh, I see.
还有哪个电影一着急想不起来了。
What other movie can you think of that you suddenly can't remember?
贫嘴张大民。
Judge Jane Damien.
有电影版吗
Is there a movie version?
好像，反正以前是有的。
It seems like there used to be, but now.
后来就没了。
Then it was gone.
你知道，在我心目中，就是后来就是老谋子弄那个什么英雄啊。
I know that you're talking about the later old master who created that hero.
大片儿。
Well.
从那个时代开始。
From that era,
中国电影就开始往那种特别花钱的路上走了。
Chinese cinema began to go down that very flamboyant road.
所以说呢，他这么一走
，So when he left like that,
就反正这事儿我就怪张艺谋。
As for this matter, I blame Zhang Yimou.
对，然后呢，就大家伙都就往很花钱的地方走。
Then, we all went to places where we could spend a lot of money.
然后呢又而且资本又特别倾向于年轻市场。
And also, capital is particularly inclined towards the young market.
所以说现在导致现在呢就是很多片儿。
So, the reason why it's like this now is that many films.
其实你根本就没有任何的这个欲望。
Actually, you don't have any desire at all.
我是想进电影院去看的。
I want to go to the movie theater.
但是呢，给阿妈的情书。
But I'm writing love letters to my mom.
这个呢，就非常好的把这个类型的电影就又好好的讲了一遍。
This is a very good way to tell the story of this type of movie.
当然他这个电影不能在我心目中不能严格意义上说特别市井的电影。
Of course, this movie cannot be considered a particularly ordinary movie in my eyes.
因为它里面还有潮汕文化和侨批文化的这个背景。
Because it has the background of Kaiju culture and playful culture.
所以说它显得很厚重。
Therefore, it appears very heavy.
但是其实就抛去这个背景来说
But actually, if we ignore this background,
真正的去做那种生活化的电影
To really do that kind of lifestyle movie,
现在真的是很少。
It's really rare these days.
但是有一点要注意。
However, there is one thing to note.
就是中国现在人口老龄化啊，就是我们这些老登其实更愿意去看那些比较温吞一点的讲生活的比较有意思。
The reason for the aging population in China is that we, the older generation, are willing to see those who are more relaxed and have interesting stories about life.
小有趣的这种电影的，这种电影在中国市场现在，我觉得很少。
In my opinion, there are very few such interesting movies in the Chinese market now.
或者是有一些电影出来以后
Or after some movies come out,
大家伙可能看不到
Everyone, I can't see you.
所以我觉得给俺妈情书
So I think I should write a love letter to my mom.
这部电影呢就是他把这一方向的电影又往前提了一下。
This movie is a new direction for him.
让大家我知道。
Let everyone know.
这时候我就特别想举个例子。
At this time, I would like to give a specific example.
就是现在的观影结构啊。
That's right, the current viewing structure.
啊，就在，就是以前我看好多那种日本那种文艺电影。
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of Japanese art films.
就讲家长里短的。
Let's talk about the family's affairs.
像那么山田洋次拍那些电影。
Like Yamada Yoichi's movies.
就是讲家长里短的。
That's what I mean, talking about family matters.
我就想，这种电影会有票房吗？
I was just wondering if this movie would be a box office success.
会赔吗?
Will it be compensated?
但其实是不是的。
But actually, it's not.
其实是他们
Actually, it's them.
整个老龄化之后
After the elderly,
其实好多的上岁数的人也是会进电影院。
Actually, many older people also go to the movie theater.
是有一批这样的观众去特定看一批老导演拍的老故事，都不是新故事。
There are a group of viewers who specifically watch old stories directed by old directors, which are not new stories.
这都是那种老故事的那种温吞的电影的。
These are all those old stories and those kind of slow and boring movies.
因为那种电影可能在电影院坐了两个小时会很治愈。
Because that movie might be very healing if it lasts for 2 hours in the cinema.
我觉得可能慢慢的我们电影市场也会就是我们的电影整个的这个结构可能也是需要慢慢往这方面发展的。
I think that gradually, the film market will also need to develop in this direction to match the overall structure of our films.
因为我觉得就像我们这样的老登可能已经看腻了那些什么超英的大片啊像
Because I think that people like us who are older may have seen too many superhero movies.
什么一些特别玄幻的
What are some particularly mystical things?
可能这些东西可能已经疲惫了。
Maybe these things are already tired.
都疲了。
And tired.
更愿意看看就是真正讲生活的东西。
I would prefer to see something that is really about life.
所以说我觉得给阿玛的情书这个电影
So, I think everyone should make this movie.
这两点就特别好。
These 2 points are very good.
我觉得对中国电影最起码多多少少会有点改观吧。
I think that at least it will make some changes to Chinese movies.
可能不大。
It's unlikely.
但是呢，多多少会有一点。
However, there will be some.
我觉得这个就特别特别好，像每年其实都有一两部这种小众的电影出来。
I think there are really a few films like this that come out every year.
我记得前几年是那个《引入尘烟
I remember that a few years ago, it was a road full of dust and smoke.
》，但是让自媒体给害死了。
But it was the self-media that caused the harm.
本来捧的也是自媒体，
Originally, I was supporting self-media.
后来也害死了。
Later, it also killed people.
但是这部电影会好，
But this movie will be good.
但是后面还能不能有这样的电影？
But can there be such movies in the future?
我觉得最起码给一些想要做出好故事。
I think at least we should give some people who want to make good stories.
但是又没有那么多投资的，
But there aren't that many investors.
导演会有一些信心。
The director will have confidence.
我觉得这个对中国电影来说是非常好
I think this is very good for Chinese movies.